This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info for links and files. One of our very talented listeners established this site to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. If anybody emailed me since early morning, the battery on my laptop computer that receives the email, deanna@spingola.com, died, so I have to replace it. So if you don't hear back from me, that is the reason why. If you want to contact me, just use the comment@spingola.com to get a hold of me. All righty. We will take calls in the second hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Garamar Rudolph. His website is GaramarRudolph.com. He is the author of Resistance is Obligatory. That came out in April of 2012. He is the editor of Dissecting the Holocaust, The Growing Critique of Truth and Memory, which came out in 2003. Everyone should have that book. Garamar, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's wonderful to talk with you again.
Yes, it's more than a year ago, I understand, that we talked.
Yes, yes, I don't know why we didn't, but I guess time goes by really rapidly when you're having a good time, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yes, yes, well, a good time, that's relative. I mean, I'm deeply involved in my own family. Fortunately, after so many years of having my family's broken up and scattered, I have it back together, and we have 3 children between the age of 3 and 8 that I'm taking care of. So I'm busy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's the main reason why I'm not involved in anything much outside of our home.
Exactly. Well, family's the most important. I just applaud you for doing that, and I'm so glad that your family is together again. That's terrific. The last time we talked, we talked about your most recent book, but today we're going to talk about Dissecting the Holocaust. And I think it's really important because of the resurgence. Well, I don't know that it ever died, but there seems to be such an effort to report the Holocaust, to have all these programs on the Holocaust, to have public education, a compulsory public education on the Holocaust in so many of the schools. And I think that people just, we just need to counter that. And this book, of which you are the editor, does such a great job of doing that. Now, do you have any particular chapters in there or things that strike you as being the most important chapter to talk about or the most important thing to talk about?
It's very difficult. I mean, you said it was published in 2003. That's actually the publication year of the last issue that we made so far.
Okay.
As the publisher, I understand, is sitting still over a number of copies before we can make a new edition, which we plan on doing. So we try to keep it up to date. And it's been 10 years since that came out, so there are quite a few updates due now.
Oh.
Well, we have to wait until the stock's gone.
Okay. We need to make certain that people know where to get that book, and it is available from your website. You can get it from your website, correct?
I'm not even sure. No, I don't think so. You would have to go to outlets. I mean, you can find it on Amazon. That's probably the easiest way of getting it, and also the most reliable. There's another website that offers the whole series of books that I started publishing. It's the Holocaust Handbook series, and the website is simply holocausthandbooks.com. And this is the very first that's listed there because it's the most comprehensive and the easiest way to get into the topic. But there are, in the meantime, 25 books on the Holocaust in general, various subtopics. Everybody can look at it there. You can even download the book for free, all of them, as a PDF file, or you can find links where to actually buy them, which part of the world ever you're living in, whether it's America, Europe, or elsewhere. So it's probably the best starting point for people to look at.
Okay. All righty. Well, it is such a valuable book. I have several in the series, and I think that people need to really get the other side of the story. And of course, that's not possible via the mass media, and certainly not from Hollywood, and certainly not anywhere else. And somebody in the chat room just mentioned that they love your artwork, and that's something that that we talked about before, and you've done quite a lot of artwork.
Well, yeah, the ones that I've posted on my website, they are from the time when I was in prison, and the background being, I mean, I have, as you can see, a little bit of a talent, but I have no patience. So the only time in my life as an adult when I actually did that was when I was in prison. I had plenty of time and patience on art. You get to do things that normally you wouldn't do. And my wife is an art teacher. That's her background, art therapist, actually. So she appreciates art. And I drew most of them for her. And they ended up hanging at the wall of our home while I was absent. Now we've moved in the meantime, moved into a new home, and most of the pictures are no longer on the wall, but the reason is not because she thinks they're bad, but we're renovating everything and repainting. That's why they're gone. But they're on the website, yeah, most of them, not all.
And they're absolutely, absolutely beautiful. I love flowers, and my favorite, I think, is the one that you've entitled Flamboyant, because it's such, the colors are just so vibrant there. It's just beautiful. I think that you could to have them printed up and sell them.
As a matter of fact, I had an offer from someone who wanted to buy the original. And I was dragging my feet. I didn't know, do I want to part with it or do I not? And eventually I decided, oh, no. So because I was dragging my feet so long, he then lost interest. And I thought, he figured, I don't want to really get rid of it.
No, I wouldn't get rid of it. I would make copies of it, but it is just too beautiful to part with. And you have, there's, just, oh, it's just gorgeous. So, listeners, please go to GuillermoRudolph.com, click on the tab Artwork, and just scroll down. It that one is just magnificent. And, well, all of them were nice, all of them. But that's my favorite. But not only do you do flowers and do them beautifully, but the building, the Rochester Castle, is very good. And just the detail that you've put into the brick, that is amazing. And the perspective is wonderful. And the canopy, that is marvelous too. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful, well, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, my favorite actually is the one I did of my daughter. Even though my wife insists she doesn't look like that, I think she does. she did. I mean, she's now 8 years older than that, so she does no longer look like that.
Well, she was only 10 months old, right? So
yeah, that's right.
Yes. All righty. We are going to a three-month break. a three-minute break. We'll be right back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Garamar Rudolph. His website is GaramarRudolph.com. He is the author of Resistance is Obligatory, which came out in April of 2012. He is the editor of Dissecting the Holocaust, The Growing Critique of Truth and Memory. And the copy that I have is 2003. And I really, really recommend that you get that, as well as the Rudolph Report. And there's just so much information available. And people need to have that information because they need to be able to counter some of the things that they hear. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. The nice thing is you don't have to pay a cent because it's all available for free. I mean, I'm most certainly appreciative if people decide to get a hard copy and pay for it, but it's not needed. We have so much censorship, and if only by blackouts and silence, that we always think it's important to keep the threshold that keeps people from reading these books as low as possible, and in our case it means offer them for free as PDF downloads. So if you go to holocausthandbooks.com, you find them all there ready for you to download, and you can browse them as you want.
Great.
I have just received note from the editor of Inconvenient History. I don't know if you're familiar with that magazine. It's a revisionist online magazine.
Yes.
Associated with Coda.com.
Yes.
With the Committee for Open Debate on the Holocaust. And they are about to publish a new review on dissecting the Holocaust. And they were so courteous to send me a copy to look it over to see that all the information given is accurate. And then I asked them, why, after so many years? As a matter of fact, the original German edition of that book was published in 94. So we're talking almost 20 years by now. The first English came out in, what was that, 2000, I think. And why is there still such an interest in the book, even though the latest edition is already 10 years old? And the editor said, and so they did a review, that they think it's still the best summary on the topic, because the Holocaust is not a single issue topic. There are so many factors and aspects to it that covering it all with one book is very difficult. And the book, they said, the book splits it up because it has so many contributions, all of which tackle one topic, one aspect of it. And they can all be read independently and are rather concise, limited to 30, plus minus 30 pages if you are a little longer. And you don't have to know anything about the rest of the book. You just can read one section of it at a time and in which sequence ever you want, or skip whatever you don't like or not interested in, and you still get a good deal of information and satisfaction out of it. And because it's designed, every contribution is designed as a summary, they all refer to further reading. So it doesn't claim to be covering everything, but it summarizes basically everything and leads you to more information. And that's why people like it, and that's why it keeps being a underground bestseller, I would say. It's not a bestseller by print run or by numbers sold, but because it's so convenient, people still like it, and that's why it's a success, I suppose.
Exactly. And there are growing numbers of people, despite the fact that the mainstream media has a monopoly. There's a growing number of people who are becoming aware that the Holocaust was absolutely a hoax. It has taken several decades for this to happen. But do you find that that's true, that there is a growing number of people who are recognizing it and they're beginning to, and I think the internet has something to do with that, don't you?
I don't have any statistics about people dissenting with the official version. It's hard to tell dissenters that are all underground. So if I look at people getting involved in it, people buying, people subscribing to email lists or to actual subscriptions, paid subscription, the numbers are going down, have been going down over the past 30 years steadily. So if I look at these numbers, the answer is no. There are less and less people willing to identify themselves with it, to link themselves or the emails or whatever with it. That is, I think, an issue of the time that passes between the event and today, that the newer generations have just a more distance to more remote topics of history, are not that much interested in it. So as older generations who maybe even have experienced it die out, the numbers go down. On the other hand, it's a matter of, I would say, the strength of the taboo we're dealing with here, and it has strengthened over the last decades considerably. As you mentioned, they are tightening the screws steadily, more education, more laws, more media campaigns, and. That all leads to a strengthening of the taboo, and in return makes people more apprehensive at getting associated with anything like that. And so they make anonymous visitors that we don't know of. It's harder to keep records of that.
Right. I think you're right, because there's a gentleman that I know that's local here that did a book on quite a different subject on Afghanistan. And he told me that people have told him they are afraid to buy his book because they don't want to get on some sort of a list that the government will come after them. And so I can understand that people are frightened. Now, in your state, there is a lady by the name of Rhonda Fink Whitman, and she is very, very vocal and really out in the public eye. She made a film, and she's also associated with the Shoah Foundation, and they are promoting her film. And she is attempting to get mandatory Holocaust education in the schools in your state. Have you heard of her?
Truth told, no. But I'm not surprised. I mean, there are already a number of states where it is mandatory. And, of course, the lobbyists pushing to get it through everywhere they can. So I'm not surprised. I have a distinct recollection of an event when I first came to the United States in 2001, I was connected with a family who had kids, and one was in fifth grade, and they suddenly were confronted with that in fifth grade. Compulsory education was a different state. Doesn't matter exactly where. But fact is that the kid was traumatized in fifth grade to be confronted with these kind of fake documentaries or Hitchcock-style re-education films they made after the war to shock people about alleged or actual German atrocities. And if you expose children at a tender age to that kind of stuff and tell them that's actually real, it's not a horror movie. Children are not allowed by law to watch horror movies, but they are forced by law more and more to watch real horror movies. And the kind of trauma they're being exposed to, the injury, the emotional, mental injury that does. I don't know who's ever going to measure that, but I find that absolutely outrageous. No matter whether it's true or not, that's a secondary question. For us, maybe it's a primary question, but even if it were true, I would not want my children to be exposed to any kind of footage or realistic, allegedly realistic enactment of something that would leave marks on their soul.
Absolutely.
I find this outrageous. And well, if you have to tell people about genocides, you know, that's not the only one. There were many in history, and they should all be covered.
Sure. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Our guest today is Garamar Rudolph. His website is GaramarRudolph.com, and you may also visit HolocaustHandbooks.com in order to purchase books or to look at what they have offered there. We're talking about mandatory Holocaust education in the schools, and I think you brought up that you would not want your children to see such images. And I know people, one of my very, very dear friends, whose birthday is today, by the way, she was suicidal after she saw the images at school. She had such a feeling of guilt that her country did this. It was just so shocking to her that it just really significantly affected her. And I think that's true for for a lot of people. I know when I first heard about it and saw the pictures, the images, oh my goodness, it was just appalling to me. And then when you figure out where those images came from and who those people really are, that they weren't Jews at all, just awful, awful deception.
That's right. I mean, what people seem to forget, or made to forget, I should say, is that during World War II, there was a war being fought in which 50 million people died. So there was ample opportunity to get photos of heaps of corpses all over the place. And the only thing, the only kind of photos we are being shown, sometimes correctly labeled, but sometimes also with wrong labels, are those that are claimed to be victims of German atrocities. But as I always say, the biggest slaughterer wins a war, and the Germans didn't win.
Exactly.
So the Allies have caused many more heaps of corpses than the Germans possibly could, and that's why the Germans were at the end overwhelmed. But that's the simple logic that people can understand but are not aware of. And I think it needs to be told over and over again. And with that reset of their mind, going back to what they've been shown and with a more realistic, open mind, critical mind, makes you look differently at these pictures.
Sure. But people don't often think very critically. But you're a scientist. Would you give the listeners a little bit about your background?
Yeah, but being a scientist doesn't necessarily make me critical toward propaganda. I mean, I was exposed to that kind of stuff for the first 30 years of my mind, of which I was 10 years a fledgling scientist and later a scientist, and it didn't cross my mind to be critical about these things. A lot of triggers, a lot of things had to come together. So, yeah, I studied chemistry at a German university up to the PhD level, and that was the final exam for the PhD title was eventually denied, or rather they threatened me to deny it, and then I withdrew my application to prevent my PhD thesis to be nixed. That was the end of my scientific career in the establishment, the mainstream. I switched then and became a publisher of dissident historical material. Since I had been the author of such works, had become the author during my PhD work, separately, PhD had nothing to do with historical research. My private research I did to the site led to a lot of trouble and eventually prevented me from getting the PhD title. But it opened the door to a different route of applying forensic research, critical archival research into historical topics that most historians don't dare touch unless they have their own agenda and go with the mainstream. And I know what I'm talking about because I have been in touch with numerous historians over the years. Many of them know that the version about the Holocaust or World War II in general that we find in history books is flawed, to put it mildly. But they don't dare speak out because it would end their career. And therefore, only behind the scenes they talk to revisionists.
Sure. Can you name any particular historian that has had issues?
Yeah, I name one simply because he's dead.
Oh, okay.
There are a number of others, and I wouldn't name them because that would threaten their careers. It's
exactly.
Not to me.
That's
right. So Werner Maser was a German historian. He died in early 2007. And he was, during his lifetime, recognized as one of the most knowledgeable experts on World War II history. He has written numerous books on the topic, which were translated in numerous languages. I was in touch with him, and we talked things over. And he said we spoke on the phone, and he said that Germany today, after the reunification, and years down the road, has turned into a new form of dictatorship similar to the former communist East Germany, and that historians are afraid to speak out, and he can only do so much without getting in trouble. Even though he was retired at that point of time, he knew that if he steps too far, he's going to get prosecuted and thrown in jail.
Sure.
And didn't want that. He considered briefly to appear as an expert during my trial, but finally backed down simply because of health concerns. He knew that he's going to get in an awful lot of trouble, and he had heart problems already, and being exposed to more excitement was strongly advised against by his physicians. So he did not testify. We would have had him testify in February 2007, and he died, I think, in April 2007. Would have been a good chance to leave a mark after which he could have left the stage of this world in peace and without any danger of being persecuted or prosecuted, because it was the end of his life. But he missed that train, so unfortunately it didn't happen. Not that the court would ever have accepted his testimony, because in Germany they have the law of obviousness. If something is self-evident, it is out by case law. It is illegal to file a motion to introduce evidence to the contrary. So having a historian testify, it wouldn't have happened. The court couldn't have allowed evidence that would run contrary to the official version of history.
Right.
So, but it would have been an interesting footnote to see, yeah, we have mainstream historians who are dissenters too. But didn't happen. And all the others, the same thing. Behind the scenes, they agree, but they would not dare agree publicly and stand up. Joachim Hoffmann is another one. I published the English version of his book, Stalin's War of Extermination.
Yes, wonderful book.
Yeah, he died I don't even remember exactly, 10 years ago or so. And similar issue there. So there are a number still out there who are alive today, and I won't name them, of which I know. And they are the more courageous one, that they dare to contact me. I mean, they all risk exposure. They don't know who's listening in. They don't know how reliable I will be to eventually speak out, hey, this historian is supporting me and this historian supports me. Or, you know, I talk to people privately. They pick up a name that I've mentioned and they go public with it. It is a risk that most of them don't dare taking, and therefore for every historian that gets in touch with me, I figure there are 10 or 100 that have similar opinions but won't get in touch. Why should they? No,
right.
There's nothing in for them except trouble. So, no, it's not going to happen.
Sure. Now, you were arrested in 2005 and deported.
That's correct.
And you spent how many months in jail? 45?
44 plus one. Yeah, one was in the U.S. That was deportation proceedings. While the deportation proceedings were pending here, I was in deportation detention. Detainee without any charges. So I was the only. It was funny because you get this armrest that has your data on it, a small portrait and your prisoner number and some personal details, and it says how many you have been in prison before, how many times, and why you are in prison now. In my case, for the reason it gave, non-criminal. And of course, no arrests so far. No people, even guards there looked at it and say, how can a person that is non-criminal be in prison?
Exactly.
<didn't belong> here. I was the only one there. Even all the other inmates looked at it and say, that doesn't make sense. Why is a person that has no criminal charges at all in prison?
In prison. Exactly. All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity.
VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Critique of truth and memory. So during these 45 months that you were in prison as a non-criminal, were you able to, or did you have the opportunity to chat with anybody, any of the other inmates about the Holocaust, or did you have that kind of an opportunity?
Well, as a non-criminal, I was in prison only for 1 month while I was in the U.S. because free speech issues are not a crime in the U.S., and they couldn't extradite me for that either. only could deport me, the effect of which is the same. So I ended up in Germany 44 months, and I was there as a criminal prisoner because they had rigged the law in a way that they can put people in prison for absolutely peaceful, even scientific free speech that the government disagree with when it comes to the history of the Third Reich. And initially they had me kind of in in isolation there, so the first weeks I had a hard time, the first several days I was completely severed from everyone, got even court time, so all by myself and no one, until they figured out that I'm not a monster, and then they let me actually have the 1 hour of courtyard time together with the other prisoners. Prisoners usually are not intellectual people, so having any kind of conversation as we two have it right now is difficult with most of them. But eventually you run into some businessman who is in prison for tax evasion or something like that, and they have a brain, and you can talk with them. And I had a number of opportunities. And, yeah, you get to talk to people, and they're open for it. If you approach it sensibly, and of course prison guards overheard some of the conversations and ratted on me, so it ended up in the record that I spread my views among the prisoners, that I'm therefore a hardened criminal, and therefore I'm not eligible for any early release on parole, and should be whacked afterwards with supervision too. So,
oh, my goodness. You're a prisoner within the prison. Oh, my goodness. That is just awful. Terrible.
Well, I was never confronted during my prison time that they were keeping files like that, that I was spreading things among the prisoners. And it didn't have any negative consequences during my prison time as such that I can remember. The only thing is when you go through the motions of applying for early release on probation for after half the time, after three quarter or two thirds or something like that. And I did that. And of course, then I was told by the people, well, you keep contact with your supporters out there, which are all of the evil kind. And you talk to your inmates and spread your views. And therefore, you show no remorse, no regret, no change. And hence, we can't let you go early. That's where I found out the first time. I was quite livid. You know, you sit in prison, you're desperate, you're getting correspondence, letters, postcards from all over the world, hundreds of them. And, of course, you're polite, you respond to all of them. I mean, you have plenty of time, why not? For most of them, I'm not talking about anything political or historical. It's just a matter of courtesy and a matter of being glad that people care about me and think about me. And then you hear from the social worker, actually, who should be a person that is social, saying that it is an antisocial activity to stay in touch with people who share my evil views.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that made me livid. So I was about to blow up in that room when she told me that. I just kept my mouth shut and walked out there and said, okay, you can't reason with these people.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat room wanted to know about your birds. Do you have cockatiels? Do you have two or three of them?
I apologize for the screeching in the background.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's fine. That's fine. They said they really liked it.
Well, they're two parakeets, yes. And today they are not. I gave them something to eat, so they are grooming themselves. And they are relatively quiet today.
Are they green or blue, or what color are they?
Well, one is green and one is blue. So the girl is green and the boy is blue.
Great. Okay. Yeah. That's good. So
they're not breeding yet. I would not want that because two screeches is plenty for me.
Yes.
They're my daughters, actually. They're not mine. I'm not a fan of parakeets because they're so noisy. I prefer birds that sing nice tunes and whatever they are. But,
yeah. Anyway. Well, that's good. That's good that your children have pets and that they can learn responsibility and take care of them and everything.
We have a dog, the picture of which you can find among my artwork at the very bottom. So I drew a picture of that dog. And we also have a cat, a stray cat that stayed with us. And for some reason, our dog, for the first 10 years of her life, hated cats with a passion as most dogs do. And then this cat came around. And now our dog still hates all the cats in the world with a passion, except for ours.
Well, that's good. Violet knows how to be discriminating and recognize members of the family then, right?
That's right. She learned that. She wasn't quite comfortable initially. How can that be that a cat, which I am supposed to love, comes up and tries to chum up and cuddle with me? Because that cat just went right up to our dog and tried to cuddle and be friendly. Our dog didn't know how to take it. That's just her world upside down. But they're fine now. So.
Well, you know what they say about dogs and cats. Dogs have owners and cats have staff.
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
Yes. Okay, let's talk just a bit about the book. I really hope that people will download it. And, of course, we would like them to purchase it if they can. But you have written several of the chapters. Other people have contributed. You are the editor, but some of the people that you have that have made contributions. For instance, Friedrich Paul Berg wrote about the diesel gas chambers, ideal for torture, absurd for murder. He's been on our program a number of times. And what is very interesting to me was the air photo evidence. And there's a chapter in the book about John Clive Ball. And people can see these photos online. And, I mean, it's evidence. It's evidence of the camps, but it proves what was not happening in those camps. And don't you think?
Yes. I mean, I went into my own research, the chemical aspects of the use or non-use of Zyklon B. And even though you should think chemical analytical results should be clear-cut, they are not. It's quite a complicated chemical issue with a lot of architectural and physical factors play in. And so the more factors play into something, the fuzzier it gets and the harder to comprehend. So at the end, I as an expert was puzzled and not quite sure about the results. But if you see air photos that were made by the enemy of Germany, so that is to say Canada and the United States, taken off the scene of the alleged crime at the time when it was supposed to have happened. There it is. And we know from the eyewitnesses what we have to expect on these photos. Huge pyres burning, the whole area covered in smoke, fuel, wood stacked up everywhere by the thousands of tons, and the whole area dug up and in upheaval where tens of thousands of people are being cremated. That leaves such a huge trace. It needs to be seen on the photos, and it's not there, and that's the end of that story.
Exactly.
It's that simple. And I can't see why people can't see it.
Right.
If you have an open mind, you look at this, you look at what the eyewitnesses tell us, then you think about what we have to expect, and if you don't want to think it up yourself, they have papers on it, and say exactly, okay, that's the way it has to be, and then you think you should come to the same results.
Sure. All righty, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, so we'll talk then.